It could be wrapped up this weekend.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. The House is set to vote today on an economic stimulus bill that's been through the ringer. A Senate vote could follow either today or over the weekend, and that would send the mix of tax cuts and federal spending to President Obama's desk. Both chambers came to a compromise on a bill this week. More bad news today from the world's biggest automaker, Toyota, is cutting production in North America. It'll offer buyouts to some 18,000 workers and shorten its work week by 8 hours at some plants. Here's Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson.
The buyout offer certainly beats getting laid off. It's 10 weeks of pay plus 2 more weeks for every year of service to the company plus $20,000. Paul Newton, an automotive analyst at IHS Global Insight, says Toyota is doing everything possible to avoid layoffs.
Toyota have only ever 3 times in their entire history, asked workers to leave their company.
But the company saw its first net loss since 1950 this year, and Newton says the outlook for the next year is getting worse by the day.
They're looking at losing something like 30% of their output. There's absolutely no way a company can survive when it's geared to producing 30% more, so inevitably people will have to go.
Toyota, which is based in Japan, had made an effort to employ as many workers as possible in the States, which is, or at least used to be, the world's biggest market for cars. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
Maybe a little end-of-the-week buying? Yeah, Asian markets closed up. Japan up 1%, Hong Kong 2.5%. European shares are trading higher at this hour between 1 and 2.5%. American markets were basically flat yesterday. The Dow fell by 6 points, the S&P rose by 1.5%, and the NASDAQ gained 11 points, less than 1%. Well, this weekend, Tim Geithner is taking his show on the road to Rome. The new Treasury Secretary is attending an international meeting of the G7 conference. Here's Marketplace's Steve Henn.
Tim Geithner's message to G7 finance ministers: the current economic mess is just too big for any country to tackle on its own, even the U.S.
We will start the process of working together to help strengthen the global economy and to help repair the global financial system.
But Ted Truman from the economic think tank, the Peterson Institute, says Geithner is likely to face a barrage of questions about the stimulus plan.
When do you expect results? Is it enough? Is it too much?
Aswar Prasad from the Brookings Institution says Geithner not only has to win finance ministers' confidence, he also needs to convince them to follow his lead.
The U.S. has introduced its own stimulus bill, but some other countries like Germany simply haven't bought into the program yet, and I think much more decisive fiscal action is needed.
Prasad says if the stimulus in the U.S. works and Americans start buying more, some of the money will flow overseas. If other countries don't take similar actions, our stimulus will spur growth in their economies. While that's good, it also means the effect at home is diluted. But if all developed nations act together, the effect of a combined stimulus will be magnified. And Prasad says making that case should be Tim Geithner's top priority. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
Maybe you've seen or you've been to the Apple Store. Well, now Microsoft plans the PC version of retail. The company announced plans to open a chain of stores. It's hired a former Walmart executive to run them. And the company says it wants to create a better PC and Microsoft retail purchasing experience. Analysts say in this economic climate, they'll need lots of luck.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting Women Heart and its efforts to address the number one killer of women in the United States, heart disease. MedtronicFoundation.org. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
For jewelers, tomorrow is usually a big day for bling. But the Wall Street Journal reports business isn't expected to be as sparkly this year. IBIS World says jewelry sales this Valentine's Day are expected to fall 5% from last year. There's one couple who found a love of crafts and of one another through the internet. It's a story of love, work, and online commerce. From the entrepreneurship desk at Oregon Public Broadcasting, Mitchell Hartman reports.
Michael Wood has dark, unruly hair and an impish smile. At 6'8", he towers over Mona Harris, a petite strawberry blonde who is his partner in business and domestic affairs. The pair bustles around their Portland workshop, sewing artsy vinyl wallets and a line of 70s superhero handbags. 2.5 years ago, she was living in Miami with her two kids. He was in Vermont with his ex-wife and child nearby. Each was a top seller on Etsy.com, a shopping and networking website for handcrafters. Mona Harris picks up the story.
I've spent a lot of time in the forums reading different, you know, people's advice and things like that. And he would always come in there and post something, you know, sometimes controversial, sometimes a little snarky.
They started emailing one-on-one, first about the craft business.
And things that had nothing to do with our business at all, and we decided to meet in New York in person, and the rest is history.
They moved in together, then relocated to Portland, and have been doing a booming business ever since, about $150,000 in sales last year, mostly from the wallets, which are in boutiques from Russia to Singapore. Still, the tough economy is pushing them to get more aggressive and taking some of the fun out of the business.
We're artists. We're not business people. And because we run a business, we have to be both.
We're asking two very right brain individuals to act like adults and use the left side of their brain, and at times it's very challenging.
And there have been some rude awakenings at the place where romance meets work life.
It's very stressful, and living and working with someone 24 hours, it ain't easy being with someone all the time.
I would say that the most important thing for the two of us to be able to live and work together is to both have our own interests. Michael's really into, you know, bikes and cycling, and I do roller derby.
I worry that she's going to get hurt, and every time she comes home unscathed, I'm very happy.
Michael Wood and Mona Harris. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.